welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Ben Rylan. On today's show, we'll talk about Brazilian television with Monocle's resident Brazilian, Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Now, last time he was on the show here, we discussed three different Brazilian soap operas, but today we're turning our attention to the best variety shows in the country. He'll be chatting to me about a show that's all about sex and relationships, a very healthy and very popular cooking show, and the perennial Silvio Santos show. That's all coming up here on The Arts Review, here on Monocle 24. Welcome to the show, Fernando. We will start with a show that deals with something that everybody can relate to, sex and relationships. Now, it's called Amor e Sexo, or Love and Sex. Fate, tell me a little bit more about the show.
Well, just to give you a little bit of an intro, let's hear a clip of the show and then I'll tell you a bit more about it.
Que tal nós dois numa banheira de espuma? El cuerpo caliente, un dolce farniente, sem culpa nenhuma. Fazendo massagem, relaxando a tensão.
Now, Fernando, obviously there's a little bit of a musical theme going on here. I do not speak Portuguese. I don't know what she's saying, but clearly it's something that's enough to warrant that sort of reaction from
absolutely.
The crowd.
Absolutely. In fact, that's the opening act of the show, Amor e Sexo. And the first episode for this 9th season started on the 23rd of January. So basically there she's kind of singing a very popular Brazilian song called Banho de Espuma or Bubble Bath.
And Bubble Bath.
It's a shame that we can't show the images here, but basically she's kind of naked in a bathtub and she's just enjoying herself with a lot of bubbles and singing. And suddenly the curtains open and she's wearing a beautiful corset, you know, in diamond. You know, she's stunning, the host, Fernanda Lima. She's a very good host as well. And then she keeps singing and she goes down. It looks like a cabaret. Cabaret meets bubble bath, in a way, if I can say this.
Okay, this sounds like an interesting concept.
Yes.
But this is a television program that we're watching here. What is it that keeps the interest? Why do you think it resonates?
And it's a very popular show as well, Ben, because, I mean, I think it, like anywhere in the world, you know, to make a successful TV show is very hard. And for 9 seasons, it's even harder. And I have to say, the 9th season so far, the audience has been doing very, very well, I have to say. And, you know, even though the show, of course, is about love and relationship, you might say, oh, that's a bit cliched. Why did it work? But they do it in such a fun and honest way. It's not tacky. It's not your usual kind of relationship or sex show, especially at least in the Brazilian television. Because before that, we had terrible shows. I remember in 2006 there was a show called Learning About Sex. It was very kind of straightforward. You know, the presenter was a sexologist and it was every Tuesday at 9:45 p.m. See, I even remember the time. But sometimes she was a bit even crude. You know, I remember one time she was giving sex tips at 9:45. I don't know, I thought it was a bit interesting and it didn't work very well.
Not very time appropriate, perhaps.
Exactly, but with Love and Sex, I think, the budget is bigger as well. They have incredible guests. And this season, they introduced new slots as well, new
segments. Look, you do have to approach your theme with a bit of fun, a bit of frivolity. Clearly, from that clip we just heard, that is the approach they're taking here. But this is a variety show, isn't it? So quite different to a talk show. I think for a lot of people, variety shows would perhaps recall some of those daggy shows from maybe the 1960s and 1970s, where people would stand around telling kind of cliched jokes before having a pie thrown in their face. Tell me about how the actual show is structured.
So basically, of course, you start with this kind of musical act of the host, Fernanda Lima, as we heard in the clip. And then, you know, she introduces the guests. There's a series of regular guests, you know, including sexologists, colonists in the newspapers. But they always have like a special guest, which is usually an actress or a famous singer. And of course, this brings the audience as well. So the show on the 23rd of January was Brazilian actress Paola de Oliveira, which is a very successful actress. And, you know, I think she's very good at what she does. And she's in the soap operas, you know, I think a lot of Brazilians like her. And then, of course, there's always like a band as well. And there's fun shows. So, for example, this year they have a new segment called B Show, which is special for the LGBT community. So it is interesting because, of course, in the last show that I saw, you know, they had some drag queens. So there's been some influence of RuPaul's drag, you know, his drag queen show. So
yes,
it is an interesting. There's so much going on in the show, actually. It's about 40 minutes long as well.
I'm trying hard to picture this in my head, but I'm fairly certain that whatever image I've conjured is not going to really hit the nail quite on the head. But I understand that there was a bit of an introduction of another sort of theme in this recent season. Tell me about that.
Well, besides B Show, which is about the LGBT community, and it's interesting because a lot of people think Brazil is a very liberal country. Well, we are in some ways, but at the same time, especially our Congress, it's so conservative, including the president of Congress. He's an evangelical conservative, and he doesn't like the gays, let's be honest here. So it's interesting that Globo, the main TV channel, is doing a segment, you know, only for this part of society. And, you know, there are cases in the show among men and men and women and women. And actually, that's what I'm going to talk about, because there's another segment called Kiss at First Sight. It's just kind of a playful game where they choose people from the audience. So they cover their eyes and they choose, I think it's randomly. I hope it's random. And then basically they you know, they cover their eyes and then they put one in front of each other and then they have to take it off. And for a split second, they have to decide if they're going to kiss each other or not.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they had to kiss each other with blindfolds on.
Which could potentially
be quite cruel.
Actually, we're going to hear a clip.
Pode tirar a venda?
Vai.
Rolou?
Que isso? Chegou cheio de atitude.
Nossa, que beijo lindo, que beijo lindo.
É bonito.
Beijo mais romântico.
Prazer, obrigada, viu? Foi legal? Deixa eu falar com vocês.
For those of us who don't speak Portuguese, please tell us, did they kiss?
Oh, they did. In that case, actually, there was two women, and one of them said, did you like the kiss? And they say, oh, I loved it. And the other said, oh, I love that she has a piercing, you know? And meanwhile, all the guests were saying, oh my God, what a beautiful kiss, so romantic. They became quite agitated. But there was a case, Ben, actually. I think there was four couples overall, but the last one, the girl didn't want to kiss the guy, so it was quite weird, because the guy was going to kiss her and then she kissed him in the cheek and it was all a bit awkward.
Oh, it almost reminds me of a Chinese dating show that's become oddly popular in Australia called If You Are The One, where you've got all of these people asking each other some very strange questions up on television to decide whether they're going to date each other. It may be an idea that we have to steal for a new program here on Monocle 24. You just never know.
You know what I would do, actually? I think I would kiss anyway, even if I didn't like. I'll give, like, my pity kiss.
I'm not sure whether that's any better, a pity kiss or no kiss. I think I'd go for no kiss.
Oh, controversial.
Controversial. That is Amor e Sexo, which is on every Saturday evening on Globo in Brazil. Now, let's move on, Faye, to Bella Cozinha, or Beautiful Kitchen, the most popular culinary show in Brazil at the moment. It's hosted by Bella Gil, the daughter of Brazil's former culture minister and music legend Gilberto Gil. Now, I guess we can describe it as very healthy, but before we get into it, let's hear a clip.
Muito, muito. Eu tô chocada.
É? Ai, que bom. Então agora a gente vai enrolar. Tipo brigadeiro mesmo.
Brigadeiro, exato.
Olha isso.
Fica muito safado. Vou dar uma limpada aqui, tá? Sensacional.
Você quer me ajudar a enrolar?
Quero. Quer uma ajuda?
Quero.
Faye, as we all know, making healthy food fun is rather challenging. Just going by the tones of their voices, they sound like they're having fun.
They are, and I have to say, Ben, I'm not very pro-healthy food in a way.
But I've noticed that.
But I do, yes, you did. But I do like to watch her show, you know, and it's so funny because she knows that she's quite extreme sometimes in her healthiness, in a way. She's almost like Brazil's Gwyneth Paltrow somehow. And, for example...
That's not exactly going to go down very well with all of our listeners.
Actually, that's true, because Gwyneth Paltrow, actually, she's a slightly boring, actually. I wouldn't say she's so charismatic.
Just a little pretentious about inflicting healthy food onto people.
I think Bella Gil has this kind of sunnier personality. And by the way, in that clip, she was making with her guest a brigadeiro, which is, you know, this typical Brazilian sweet, which is basically chocolate balls made with condensed milk. But somehow she made the recipe without milk. And, you know, I'm sure it's not going to taste as good.
Was it like an empty chocolate ball.
Yeah, it looks very dark. Of course, she used dark chocolate with some special seeds. You know, she was trying to do like a new type of brigadeiro.
This reminds me of the time that I tried to make brownies with chickpeas. It did not go down
well. It did not go well. And that's the funny thing as well, Ben, because there's so many clips on social media making fun. Because sometimes I remember we had an actress called Carolina Dickmann, because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, she always have good guests. You know, as I said, she's the daughter of Gilberto Gil, which is a Brazilian music legend. And so she does have, you know, she's very well connected, I must say. But it's funny because Carolina, she was eating her food and she was not looking pleased with the food, but she tried her best.
I like, you know, that. I get so annoyed when you're watching these cooking shows and they always taste it. And there's always this gap as though, oh, are they going to like it or not? And every time they'll say, oh, it's delicious, even though it's clearly not. I think it's quite refreshing to someone for someone to be up there and say, actually, no, this food might be healthy, but heavens, it's atrocious.
And Ben, that's the funny thing. People are being honest, because one day she got a famous samba singer, Arlindo Costa. You know, he's like a bit older, a bit chubby, you know, he's quite traditional. And she was trying to make him like eat brown rice, you know, in some sort of recipe. And he said, okay, I do one day, but, you know, the other 14 days of the other 29 days of the month, I'll stick with my white rice. And it's all life. I think it's quite fun, you know, and she became actually a hit on the internet for several reasons.
What about Brazil's other culinary shows? I mean, we are obviously in London here, where we're spoilt for choice. You know, Nigella Lawson, there's a whole Mary Berry, of course, lots and lots of very famous TV chefs coming out of Britain. What about Brazil?
Very good question, Ben. I think we are lagging behind. And that's the reason why I chose Bela Gil show, because it you know, I know it's doing very well in Brazil. I know she just released a book. It's on the top of the best-selling books as well of last year. So, you know, I think we're trying to do something, because before her show, I think in Brazil we just had this kind of grandma's cooking in morning TV, you know, like nothing outstanding, basically, you know, they're just doing the same recipes that everybody kind of knows, but, you know, it was kind of comforting, but nothing new or exciting. And in fact, the TV channel that she's on is called GNT, or which is like a pay TV channel, but it's one of the most successful pay TV channels in Brazil. And they do actually show the Nigella show, the Jamie Oliver show, you know, they'd like to buy this kind of import from the UK or from the US or from whatever they're doing nice culinary shows. But it's nice, this is a typical Brazilian, you know, Brazilian cooking show, even though, you know, the food might not be excellent. I can give you actually another example of one of her recipes that, you know, people start mocking her, because, I mean, who wants to eat grilled watermelon with olive oil and pepper?
I'd try it, but I can't.
Yeah.
It doesn't excite me. But I'm vaguely curious.
Yeah, I don't know, because, you know, of course, Brazilians love barbecue, and she always like, let's substitute lovely meat for grilled watermelon. I mean, you have to make fun of this. But I think she knows about it. And that's the fun thing about Bela Gil, in my opinion.
Well, that is Bela Cozinha, which is on every Tuesday evening on the GNT. Is that what you said?
Exactly. By the way, did you get the little thing with the name of the show, Bela Cozinha, because it's her name? Bela Gil, Bela Cozinha, and Bela in Portuguese means beautiful.
Naturally, GNT, or GNT channel in Brazil. And now to end the show, we'll talk about a TV legend in Brazil, Silvio Santos. Fernando, perhaps we'll talk about who he is right after hearing this clip.
Agora que eu quero ver a aeróbica. Leleu, 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 leleu. Joga aqui, quase que eu pego você sentada, quase que você não levanta. Agora vou jogar, vou jogar, vou jogar, vou jogar. Eu quero. Olha lá, olha lá, olha lá. E agora, agora aqui, agora aqui, agora aqui, agora aqui.
Silvio Santos. Fernando, does he attract that sort of furor wherever he goes in Brazil?
He does.
And
I have to say, Ben, when you talk about television in Brazil, Silvio Santos is he's so connected to television. I mean, he's been working since TV came to Brazil, I believe, in the 50s. You know, he had his own show, actually, since the 50s.
He must be quite old.
He is. He's 85 years old.
He's 85 years old, and he's still on television.
He's still on. And basically, he owns the second biggest TV channel in Brazil, SBT, which I know Record, which is the third one, is almost catching up with SBT, but he still remains there. And I think he's prepping his daughter to become like a presenter and perhaps the new owner of the TV channel when he dies. But he's still there and he's very controlling. And the funny thing, Ben, even though, of course, you see the audience of the show, it's usually slightly elderly women and... I like to watch his shows because there's something about him. There's a certain charisma.
Does that say more about him or more about you?
Well, I have to say about him, you know, and there's a very quirky story that I have to mention. You remember, of course, we all remember 9/11 back in 2001 was a huge story. In Brazil, 2 weeks before, Silvio Santos, he was kidnapped in his own house, in his own mansion in São Paulo. That story... no exaggeration here, received the same type of coverage as 9/11 in Brazil. So I remember TVs, it was like 24 hours, you know, they stopped their whatever they were doing in their schedule. So even all the channels, not only his channel, and that became one of the biggest stories of the year. And I think people still remember, what were you doing when Silvio Santos was kidnapped in his own house? Basically, they kept him in ransom in his own mansion. So the police was there. In the end, the police had to kill the kidnapper. It was quite a terrific story.
Shocking story.
Very shocking. But actually, I remember I was going to school and I switched on TV by accident. And I was like, oh, my God. I mean, I think I didn't go to school that day.
So clearly, he's got a massive place in Brazilian culture. Tell me a little bit about his television presence, though. What sorts of shows does he host and how is he viewed by Brazilians?
Well, just to mention, he's one of the richest people in Brazil, basically. I think he owns like around $3 billion or something like this. Of course, it fluctuates. And basically, he's on air every Sunday for quite a long time, Ben. I think sometimes 4, 5, 6 hours. It really depends, actually, because there's another thing about his TV shows. I mean, there's no like strict, it's not like from 8 to 10, you know. I think it depends on how he's feeling. And it's a very typical variety show. There's plenty of game shows and pranks. But I think, again, people go to watch him doing things. And, you know, the first clip that we watched, basically, you know, if a member of the audience gets a question right or anything, he throws money at them. He makes the money like into like a little airplane. And then and sometimes he throws to the audience as well. And, you know, I think that's quite fun. And sometimes you see all the audience like screaming to get the money. And talking about that situation, about the money, there's been an incident that happened just last week. I think we're going to hear a clip very quickly about it.
Dá licença, oi! Aê! Ai, ai, ai! Olha, família, mas não é possível. Me chama o pronto-socorro, aí me deram uma unhada.
That's Fernando. What on earth is going on in that clip?
You know when he said, I, basically he was in the middle of this crowd and he was distributing money to them. And suddenly I think one of the audience members, probably was an accident, she put her nail on his chin and suddenly he started bleeding live. And you know, he's an 85-year-old man. So, but he still kept smiling. He's like, I think I might have to go to emergency. Of course he was saying this ironically, but then he really, even the audience like, Silvio, you're bleeding, you know? And then you see all his assistants trying to bleed, but he was still like talking to the audience. So he still managed to, you know, he created, you know, it was even more fun to watch, basically. Oh, no. Poor Silvio.
A true TV master knowing how to deal with being sliced on the chin by someone's carelessly long nails. That, of course, is Silvio Santos. You can catch him on SBT in Brazil every Sunday evening. And, of course, many other times as well, by the sounds of it. And that, of course, brings us to the end of today's show. Fernando Augusto Pacheco, thank you very much for joining us with all of your Brazilian televisual enthusiasm. You have been listening to The Monocle Arts Review with me, Ben Ryland. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow with our book review, joined by Arifa Akbar. But for now, it's goodbye from me, and thanks for listening.